it's either the use of a dangerous instrument and at least physical injury,
yes,
or it's serious physical.
Yes, or serious, yes, exactly.
Okay. I think it happened to Mr. Cameron was on. In my case, I thought sexual assault and robbery were the two that I thought ought to have. I said 5 and 2 years on all the rest.
Well, the nice thing about this amendment is you don't have to list the specific crimes. You just refer to any age felony where you caused the injury by using the firearm, or you used the firearm in the commission of the offense.
Mr. Chairman, I honestly don't know how I'm going to vote yet on the amendment, and that's really true. I would like, without going through the bill really tightly, if Mary could just really quickly go over the eight felonies with the kind of question we had on, assault, and just remind us what is the thing that makes it the first degree in each situation?
Sure.
What is the aggravating factor that makes a robbery one rather than robbery two and so forth?
Okay, attempted murder, solicitation of murder, or self-explanatory. Manslaughter is...
all other homicide other than murder one.
And criminal negligent homicide. Okay. Assault one is intentionally... With intent to cause serious physical injury, you cause physical injury by means of a deadly, by means of a dangerous instrument. With intent to cause serious physical injury, you cause serious physical injury by means you just caught by any means. Or you intentionally perform an act and it results in serious physical injury under circumstances manifest.
Reckless, you don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn. Kidnapping one is the abduction of a person with intent to various intents, shield or hostage, sexually assault and physically cause injury, interfere with the performance of a governmental function, facilitate committing a felony, it's an aggravated form of kidnapping.
Okay.
Sexual assault.
We've recently been over that, so I don't think we have to do that.
Okay. Sex one is with intent to, you engage in
that. We went through that just yet.
Robbery one is any robbery when you're armed with I better check this one I'm using. Is armed with a deadly weapon or represent by word or conduct that he or another participant is armed or uses or attempts to use a dangerous instrument or represents by word or conduct that you are armed with a dangerous instrument or causes or attempts to cause serious physical injury regardless of, it could be to die on very seriously.
Okay.
Arson one is intentionally burning any building and recklessly placing a person in risk of serious physical injury. Escape by deadly weapon is escaping by a correctional facility or from an officer by means of a deadly weapon. Criminal possession of explosives with intent to commit murder is that.
Yeah.
So you see, there are very few eight felonies.
Yeah.
And
they're the pretty heavy numbers,
yeah.
I guess.
Mr. Chairman, I can't imagine how this would make more serious of an effect to present practice. Yeah, I mean, most judges, when they see, they handle other weapons, a guy's got a knife and he cuts somebody or threatens somebody. A lot of times people carry knives and a crime happens in an explosive situation. When a guy's carrying a firearm, then it's a lot more serious. I honestly have never seen a judge who gave somebody less than 3 years.
I have.
I can't.
You have a longer memory, Ed, and the judges are tougher than they used to be.
Okay. Larry? Well, my original intent, Mr. Chairman, was to, first eight felonies, to move an amendment that would give a presumptive sentence of 2 years, which, based upon our action a few minutes ago, I think figures down to as little as 9 months.
We're 75% now. So you're going to have 3/4 of 2 years.
3/4 of 1.
Oh, if he was mitigated.
Right. So it could figure down to 9 months. Right.
Yes.
And for all these felonies, that would sound exceedingly modest. Now, Ed's original intent was to come with a motion, not covering all of them, but 5 years presumptive sentence for gun toting ones. And I think that maybe that the real third approach is somewhere in between. I can't believe that we would I can't believe that we wouldn't have a presumptive sentence for Class A first felon. It's just difficult for me to believe it when if the guy is just good at the driven snow, he can mitigate it to one, and good time it cannot. 9 months. That's a pittance for a guy who committed arson one, or sexual assault one, or kidnapping one.
But
Well, as this is written, is this a presumptive sentence?
Or no, it's not.
Is it a minimum? It's a firm minimum.
Yes. It can be, obviously, it can be written any way you want. What I did is I compared this to murder, how you treated murder, which you said 20-year minimum for first, 5-year minimum for second. Okay, and then we're dealing with A's, a minimum sentence. Now, the thing that's nice about a minimum sentence is you don't have to go the route of the factors in aggravation, factors in mitigation. You don't have to go to the three-judge panel. It's got certain advantages. It says you must give this, you know.
That's not without parole and all that. You can extend that.
No, I mean, I would treat it identically as you treated murder. In other words, whatever you can do here is the same thing with murder.
Well, with murder, we said no parole, no suspension.
Right.
So it might take a little
cleanup. Oh, sure, I'm not
going to
retract.
I think the amendment looks good in my reaction to it. However, we still leave uncovered everything else. I think it should be combined with a...
Remove what you want to move.
That's great.
Dick, what a great example. What would happen if somebody was to commit a burglary and have a pistol?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be covered, is he?
That's correct. If he happened to be committing a... Well, first of all, burglary is not an A felony.
Okay, but...
I
think the thrust of this is the seriousness of committing any crime with a weapon, whether it's burglary or whether it's robbery or whatever.
You're proposing...
As long as they possess that weapon,
You're proposing another...
Well, that's what amendment is all about.
No, we're talking about... when I was, at least when I heard... Speaking from Ed and Larry,
talking about three different things here, so we need to have something before us.
Get organized.
Somebody go show
it.
Okay, well,
I don't want this physical entry business in here.
You want something, you can get four votes for it.
Okay. All right. Larry, go ahead. Larry, the other floor. Larry, what you want to do is what you said you wanted to do is apply a presumptive term to first A felons. That's what you said, right? Okay. We've already voted down the issue in general of first offenders, but you can bring that up if you want.
Bringing it back.
Okay.
However, I'd like to bring it back in such a way that you had a 2-year presumptive sentence for first class A felons. But to tie in the gun toting to that so that you couldn't mitigate if a weapon or the gun were involved.
Well, again, it's different,
Okay, you're trying to do two different things. I think you're going to have to stick to one. First of all, if you made it a presumptive term of 2 years, the fact that there was a gun or violence or anything would be an aggravating circumstance. If you go into the presumptive system, then you're going into all that, aggravation, mitigation.
I move an amendment to the effect of establishing up to 2-year sentence for first aid.
Are you sure you presumptive 2 years?
It's better than zero.
You got 3 for some.
Presumptive and mandatory. If you presumptive 2 years,
he's putting in 2 for all. You got 3 for
some. Maximum aggravated.
Oh, pardon me. You're right.
That's why we didn't go for presumptive in the first offense, because it cuts both ways. That's the reason I didn't want to cut that way.
That's why it's dealing with a mandatory minimum.
Is any problem with my amendment?
Okay.
Do I have any problem with this amendment?
Yeah.
The only problem I have with this amendment is that it doesn't reach. This is an important category, Mr.
Chairman.
Yeah, it also has to do with whether I even support the thing in total. It seems to me that there should be additionally a minimum. It can't be the government.